So I do that same thing for my, like, the generic web traffic switching between Xfinity and the LTE. I have, you know, the NetWatch that does for that. But for, like, the private networks, the MI6 networks, those are all BGP-enabled for, like, my work networks. I keep them up and running. You know, those stay up and those will fail over on BGP without, you know, once they miss their hello. But as soon as the, see, it's every 25 seconds my keep alive is. So if the wire guard misses its keep alive, you know, with BFD, it drops the route or drops that interface. And so it drops the BGP session and then traffic just, you know, so within 20 seconds, traffic's reflowing elsewhere. But for, like, browsing the web traffic at the house, I use NetWatch. What is it, NetWatch? Where is it? Oh, Watch, not Watchdog. Damn it, Fred, no. Tools, NetWatch, yeah. And I'm, you know, it pings 1.1.1.1.1 from only my Comcast address. So, because I have a static IP from Comcast. And then if it times out, then it runs and finds my comments and disables or enables. If it's down, it enables any LTE fail routing rule, which is commented with LTE fail, which then forces web traffic only, mind you, not WireGuard. Because I don't need the WireGuards to go out that. I just need my browsing traffic or, you know, going out that. I flip that over with a special route rule. I don't change, I leave my wire guards where they're at because I have other wire guards going through the other connections. So I don't have to change my wire guards around.
I might have to do that eventually. Also, I'm at the municipal building, so I will be right back. Thank you.